Blog Talk Radio.
Moon. We are here June 5th, and the show tonight is going to cover June 5th through the 12th, and I'm being racked by the Mercury retrograde already in the shadow. I don't know if you guys have been feeling it. It's been just a little wackadoodle, so I expect it's going to get even more intense for everybody. So this week, we're going to look at, yes, I covered all the specifics of the first half of the Mercury retrograde with you guys in last week's show. So if you haven't heard that information, you can just go to the archive and listen to that. But yes, we do have Mercury retrograding starting Saturday. It retrogrades at 7:56 a.m. on the East Coast. That's 4:56 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. So, you know, get ready for it to get crazy. And from the 7th through the 17th, you guys have 10 days that are going to stand out where you're being given a chance to go back and rethink something or revisit it, go back and deal with those people from the past or that opportunity from the past or the situation that's arising. And to find ways through your communications, through talking and negotiating and or writing things down or meeting with this person or over the situation to give it another shot for finding more stability, more security, feeling more nurtured, or focusing on where Mercury is traveling in this first part of the retrograde, which means focusing on issues that are about your home, your move or your renovation or your real estate deal or your family, your parents, your roommate situation. So, you know, that's a very short time. It seems like it's a lot, and maybe it is in some instances, but really it's going to go by pretty quickly. And there are going to be two Mercury days in this week ahead that I do think that we should focus on that will be important. So if you already kind of know what your particular Mercury retrograde topic is about, what you're getting your do-over on, or who or what's coming back from the past already in the shadow, then Monday the 9th and Wednesday the 11th are going to be kind of important days when you're going to get that opportunity to get in there and make that choice or have that meeting or talk, or perhaps hear from the other person or get that offer coming through, or need to supply more information. So on Monday the 9th, well, first of all, let me just say that on the day that it shifts, on Saturday morning especially, and of course, you know, anybody who's going to be out and about with vehicles or trying to connect with somebody else on Friday evening, just know that it might be a little wonky, you know. Take backup and whatever your situation is, take those backup phone numbers or, you know, make sure your phone is actually charged, make sure there's enough gas in the car, et cetera, et cetera. But Saturday is definitely always on the day that it turns. We get affected a little bit more strongly, so you might have some mixed-ups. You might have some, you know, malfunctions, whatever. And so just be aware, especially when you're communicating with others. You know, I had my big one this week where I sent out my June forecast and then had somebody coming and saying, oh, my gosh, you know, you wrote the word May instead of June twice in the intro. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much for telling me. Because, you know, yeah, it's just like it's starting in my side, so I'm expecting some of it. So Saturday is definitely a day you may hear right off the bat. You know, some people on the day it shifts, it just kind of drops in your lap and you know exactly what the whole rest of the retrograde is going to be about. So it may be that there's something really kind of focusing in on that home or move or family situation or security need on Saturday. But then when we look into this week ahead, Monday, there is a very positive alignment. And Monday, this means that, you know, whatever you're going back to renegotiate or work out or rethink or release, there's a harmonious alignment that says that this can tie in on Monday with a sexual attraction or intimacy need. It can tie in with some kind of way to move forward on any kind of mortality issues or divorce proceedings or a reproductive need or birth. And it is also aligning in a positive way when we look at anything financially influencing the situation. So if there's a loan or a credit check or, you know, an investment or insurance policy or the taxes or the royalties or commissions or alimony or child support or settlements or, you know, I always leave something out. But whatever the big financial thing might be for you guys, Monday is a really good day to kind of mark on your calendar. If you do need to have those kind of conversations in any of those areas, this is the day where it should run pretty smoothly for you. And if you're a person waiting to hear something coming back to you, this may be the day that that all comes in for you. And then Wednesday the 11th, there is going to be another, a secondary aspect to Mercury, And this one is coming from an inconjunct out of the Sagittarian field. So there's an adjustment that you'll have to make. So they might ask for more information from you back on Wednesday, or they might say, no, we can't quite give you this, but we will give you this if you'll do this. And so, you know, be prepared to supply more, to go the extra effort. You might have one thing booked and then be called in to do this thing you want to have happen. So you need to kind of, you know, balance both things and figure out a way to get to both things that day. Just be open and bendable, malleable a little bit in working it out. And so, again, we're definitely focusing on how we feel stable, secure, how we're dealing with our home and family and real estate needs and our roommates and moves and renovations and parents. But with the Sagittarian field, the adjustment that you're making here will have something to do with either the legal, you know, process, what you need to, maybe you need to sign legal documents for the mortgage or the, you know, whatever. This is also can be about the way that something's being marketed or some kind of media around it. It can be an adjustment around something you're trying to learn or teach that involves home or family or moves or all this. It could be something that is about travel plans, or some, if someone's coming to visit you from far away, or if you're dealing with somebody at a distance over property or family, then this adjustment plays in that way. If there's wedding plans on the table or a religious matter that's coming up or a political desire in the mix, then that as well could be something that you're adjusting to. So these are the two important Mercury days as you're going through this backtracking. If you're kind of, oh my gosh, I really want to hear from him or her, then these days are days where that may actually happen, or you may run into them randomly or hear something that gives you a little bit more perspective on the situation. All right, so that's one thing going on. And definitely, again, you have another day. You know, if you haven't backed up information, if you haven't double-checked all of your small appliances and your vehicles, try to do so now. As with all Mercury retrogrades, you do have a go-ahead green light when it comes to going ahead on anything that is from the past. Go ahead and push that past project or pick it back up. Go ahead and, you know, say yes to an offer from someone that you've dealt with before. However, if it's somebody that shows up in these next 10 days, and with something brand new that they want to do in your home or for your family or, you know, anything in those alignments, then, you know, you have to try to give yourself a little bit of leeway if you do need to move forward on it so that you know that something is going to shift or change in the whole situation. And so that is it. I would just say to you guys that, you know, the big climactic high point of this entire long Mercury grade retrograde. We've had the first 10 days in Cancer and then the last part of it until July 1st in Gemini. The peak is going to be on the 19th. So, you know, if you're feeling like anxiety about having the final decision or that final meeting or talk or whatever it is as you go into this, yes, you're going to have 2 days in this week ahead, but really the tipping of the scales, the turning around and having a, you know, more of a perspective or understanding about what it's all about for you is going to be happening on the ninth. Pace yourself. Don't, you know, pull your hair out. It's all working out as it's meant to be. Keep reminding yourself that especially in this first 10 days, we are experiencing this do-over opportunity. And it is partnering with Jupiter being in Cancer as well. And that's a really important factor. No, Mercury and Jupiter are not conjoining each other. However, they're both working the same energy field. And Jupiter is there trying to do everything to bring you more happiness, more prosperity, more growth opportunities, more luck in the same territory that Mercury is taking you back over. So it's an exceptional time to get it right. All right, so we have that going on. Now, we have a lot more going on. I was like drawing up my outline, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm really probably only going to focus specifically for each sign on the three major player things going on. But there's also, we have some solar activity in this week ahead, which is important. You know, solar activity, you're showing up and you're really, you know, making an impact by your presence. So, you know, somebody that you go and meet face-to-face or something that you go and do personally, something that you lend your name to or your brand is involved or your image in some way, these days are significant. So we have two of those in the week ahead. We have one tomorrow on Friday the 6th for you guys that are listening live. And this one on Friday the 6th is actually pretty exciting. It aligns with some kind of spur of the moment or sudden, you know, kind of turnaround moment, you know, what else can I say it, where there is going to be an opportunity for you, and it is an opportunity aspect for you to get that, you know. So you might just be going along in your day and be like, oh, randomly, la-da-da-da, everything's groovy, right? But then all of a sudden run into that person, and you're not prepared. You wanted to run into this person, but now all of a sudden right there they are. And so you're going to get that sudden chance to jump in and say that thing you want to say. It may be the same thing with a project you've been working on for a while, and all of a sudden that door, that opportunity swings open, and you get a chance to jump in. So the real key to this, and it can cover a million different things, so whatever you're going through here, this sudden opportune door that opens up is an opportunity for you to present yourself and to say something that needs said or to listen to something that needs to be heard or to meet this person in some way. And if it's not about a person, it'll be about a situation, same kind of thing. And the key thing to remember, and yes, I'm rambling a little bit, sorry, is that, you know, with Uranus, you're going to get that shot right then, right there. You need to jump on it in the moment that it happens. And then, you know, you can't kind of blubber and think about that you'll come back later because it may not present itself again. So it's a very wonderful moment, jump in. Or you might have a spur-of-the-moment invitation and you jet off to that and it'll bring something kind of lovely into the mix and refreshing for you. So be ready, be prepared to kind of jump in and communicate and express yourself in this way on Friday the 6th. Then we have Sunday the 8th is the other solar day where you're showing up or you're, you know, all the things I talked about with the sun. And this one is an adjustment day. So on Sunday the 8th, be prepared to either you're making some, you know, give and take adaptations when it comes to the sex life or the sexual urges or needs or an attraction that's going on, or you need to work around something going on with the divorce or something going on with that big financial theme that you're dealing with, or you might find yourself in some kind of third-party situation where you are trying to present your ideas or have that important talk, but now there's like a relay situation going on. So whatever that is, don't let it frustrate you. Actually, that it is an important day to kind of show up anyway and work through whatever this is going to be for you guys. And that's pretty much for the solar energy. Then we have, I mean, I told you, it's kind of crazy, right? And I'm not even to the really big stuff yet. We have 2 days where Venus is going to be active. And you guys know, I mean, Venus has a huge impact on the way the love is flowing in our life. And she also has a huge impact on what's going on with women that we're involved with or what's going on with personal income. And so she happens to be traveling in that Taurian field, which means that she is definitely about making something go on with your personal income or with, if it happens to be with love or a female, it may have to do with being valued, or there might be an object of affection, or you're dealing with possessions back and forth with each other. So the 2 days that this is significant are Saturday the 7th, and this day Venus is in an adjustment aspect to Mars. So in general, even if I wasn't looking at where these guys were falling, anytime we have Venus and Mars together, there is potential for some kind of, you know, attraction, passion, love energy, or anger being worked out. And so the adjustment means that, you know, there is potential for something to spark up, you know, in that field for you. But very specifically, there may be some potential to make some kind of adjustment with a key significant person because Mars is traveling through that relationship zone. So that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, competitor. And to focus that adjustment, that give and take on the possessions, the purchases, the income, the feeling valued, the, you know, the way that that is flowing. And then Venus shows up again on Sunday the 8th, and on Sunday the 8th, she's a powerhouse. and she's got things really working in a way that is helping to make big, powerful changes happen in a good way, helping to evolve the situation, helping to, you know, it's not really a balancing aspect, but there is some balance here because it is about reaching goals and that being in some kind of harmonious ability to achieve on Sunday. So, again, you know, anything that you're dealing with love or women or income, and if it really focuses in on income or, you know, that money flow, who's spending what or who's making the purchases or who's dealing with the possessions, then know that Sunday you really can reach some goals or some authority figures who are up there that can help you. All right, so that's Mercury, that's the solar energy, that's Venus, and so the Mercury retrograde is the number one big thing that we're all going into. The second really major big thing that's happening in this week ahead is that Neptune is going to retrograde. Now, you guys that listen to the show or follow any of the stuff that I write, you're really aware that we are, all of us globally, in one of the most important Neptune cycles that we've had in, you know, hundreds of years, because Neptune is traveling with Chiron, and it's doing so in its own sign of Pisces, and this is a very rare combination. You know, I said it in another show at one point where I researched this back to the time of Christ, and I believe there were six times that this happened. And that, you know, one of the times it lasted 3 weeks, you know, and we were having several years here. So it's really a huge growth spurt for humanity on a spiritual level. And so anytime that Neptune is doing any kind of turnaround, then it's going to affect all of us in some kind of very large way. And so, you know, on Monday the 9th, Neptune retrogrades, and from the 9th of June until November 16th, that gives us 5 months and a week to really kind of shift perspective a little bit when it comes to what we've been focusing on with our Neptune influence. So, what does that mean? It means that there can be some kind of dramatic internal shift going on over this five-month period that will start on Monday. That can be about what we're doing to spiritually evolve, our meditation, our yoga, the tapes we listen to, our psychic and interests or dreams and signs that come to us in these ways, any interest in magical things that happen around us, you know. There's some kind of new thing coming in from the past, you know, that's going to influence this, or there is some potential to take this time out in a way to reconnect with these things on an internal level, so you may have some processing to do. This is also the placement of everything that the Muse rules, and so we are seeing some kind of a shift starting on Monday when it comes to our fine art projects, our film interests, our musical interests, our poetry and dance and sculpture and everything that's artistic in our world. So, again, 5 months and a week to really kind of go back. Maybe there's a project that you need to reconnect with and let that incubate over this time. Maybe you need to connect with that muse again, and you've been, putting something out there and kind of pushing some kind of project for so long that you haven't had the time to get that internal connection recharged, you know. And if there is something that you've wanted to develop, this is a fantastic period to really take the time you need to develop it. This is Neptune also is the ruler of the healing that we achieve, the hospitals that we go to heal, or other institutions that take us out of life long enough for us to heal. And so this turn, this shift on Monday, may be marking this five-month, one-week period where we get this opportunity to take a new tact when it comes to this, to take a new approach, to really go within and figure out what it is within us that needs that healing and how we can make this happen. And this is also the field of romance, but romance that starts out in some kind of private or secret, clandestine kind of way. So the shift in direction here with this means that you may be going back to reconnect with someone that you had some kind of tryst or you got to have more romantic getaways during that time with this person and you're going back to that, or there was some kind of clandestine affair and now you're going back to that. Or you may be reconnecting, you know, kind of making some turn in which you're willing to deal with. Maybe you're exiting a situation like that starting this coming week and giving yourself the chance to heal from that and to reconnect with what you truly need from a romantic union with somebody else. And that's really it. I mean, there is the potential to approach research or investigations from a different perspective during this time. But overall, with those, all of these Neptunian, Piscean subjects, it's really kind of key to pay a lot of attention as we go into this week ahead, what is shifting in your world around you in these areas. Because the more you're conscious of it, the more you're paying attention to it, the more you can really say, aha, okay, so that falls under one of those categories that Zoe talked about. So really I'm being given a 5-month, 1-week window here to go and get this all together, because come November 16th, it's all going to start to move out into the world again in some kind of big way. So if I'm getting a chance now in this week ahead to pick up that film project and really start to, you know, develop it, work on with the actors and the screenwriter and everything, then by November we're going to have it out and up on its feet, or whatever your project. If I need to get back in and figure out who I need to see in this hospital situation, or to heal, or the romance, or the spiritual practice, you know, look for clues. What is shifting around you come the beginning of this week? It'll give you major information. And I would also say that because this is the Lord of the dream world, that you guys may get very specific messages coming in through your dreams. Keep your dream journal next to your bed. Ask someone like me to give you an idea, you know, an outside perspective of what that dream might be telling you, someone who's studied dream analysis and can give you some kind of, you know, interpretation besides just what you may think it means. Talk to someone who knows you closely. Maybe they can give you some good perspective. And there are going to be some from, you know, the weekend up until like midweek next week, as Neptune is stopped in the sky and turning its direction around astrologically. It's going to be some real strong messages coming in from the other side as well. So you may have more of the ghostly experiences. You may see things that just seem strange or, you know, out of the normal quote-unquote reality. And again, these will probably be very significant clues to what you should be working on. If you are anytime Neptune shifts, there is the potential to feel more, you know, go down that kind of challenged road of Neptune, which means if you're feeling more depressed, if you're feeling very sluggish and tired and you need to sleep more, if you're feeling the depression, you need to reach out to somebody, but you need to also know that, you know, this is, it can happen as this shift happens and you should come out of it. If you don't feel yourself coming out of it after it's shifted, definitely don't go it alone. If you're extremely tired or your sleep patterns are being interrupted crazily, you know, allow yourself to get those naps during the day or do whatever you can to catch up on your sleep. You can. There's some people that go the opposite extreme. I'm the one who gets, you know, I'm one of those that gets hit with, like, I need the extra sleep. But some people don't sleep at all. So, I mean, if that happens again, that's kind of normal during these transitions. Neptune under duress can also take you down addictive roadway. So if you're, you know, if you're someone who's gone through AA and now you're all of a sudden feeling like I really need a drink, definitely reach out to people. Don't try to go through the shift alone, because it is an intense experience. And lastly, you know, Neptune under duress can just be very weepy. It brings up, it dredges up the ocean of emotions. And so you may be feeling nostalgic or like you're really missing someone from the past who's no longer here. That kind of thing. And again, you know, anytime you're under duress from Neptune, it's very good to go down one of the positive avenues. So the ways out of this, besides reaching out to people so that you don't go it alone, are, you know, listening to music, watching films that you really enjoy, doing your meditation, going to a yoga class, you know, anything that can connect you to the muse or your spiritual alignment. So we have that shifting. Oh. And then finally, in this week ahead, we are building to a full moon. And I'm talking about it on this show because this full moon is exact in the evening next Thursday if you're on the Pacific coast at a 9/11, or it's exact Friday morning at 12/11, just after midnight on Friday for the East Coast. So, you know, it really is going to be felt mostly this week as we build to it. And that literally kicks in the strongest on Wednesday morning. So if you're East Coast, you know, the moon moves into Sagittarius at 11:23 in the morning. If you're Pacific Coast, it moves in at 8:23 in the morning. So all day Wednesday and all day Thursday, we're building to this big emotional climax in the Sagittarian field. And so I want to talk about what that's about for everybody. And, you know, in general, what it's about is that we are reaching a huge peak, which means something is finally coming through and you're celebrating that achievement, or something is ending and you're wrapping something up, or it can be a combination of both. And so in Sagittarius, there is something legal finally wrapping up or ending. There is something media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, peaking and celebrated or wrapping up and ending. There is something about a wedding hitting this high point and wrapping up or ending or being achieved and celebrated. There is something with travel plans or with someone who's visiting you from afar or with something going on at a distance or with import-export that is achieved and celebrated or wrapping up and ending. Or there is something with wedding plans. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. hitting that high point and coming through. So you're definitely going to be experiencing it, building from Wednesday forward. And a lot of people will start to feel it building 5 days before. So just take note that we are entering a week. To my way of thinking, it's a pretty intense week because not only are we building to a full moon, so emotions are heightened, but our communication is shifting around. The way we're thinking about things and wanting to rethink things is going backwards, and we're, you know, kind of having some communication missteps or miscommunications, and we're really trying to get back to that topic or that person or that opportunity and work that through. And we have the shift going on in the emotional Cancer territory, which rules the emotions. And then we have Neptune, our big spiritual and artistic and romantic needs and our healing and our, you know, karmic pathway. I should have mentioned that as well. Shifting as well. So you definitely want to take that into account when you're dealing with other people. Be an angel. You know, ask somebody 3 times, did you really mean to say that? Did you really mean that, you know, how that came out? Or is this what you really want? You know, everyone's figuring it out and everybody's, you know, tripping over their thoughts and ideas and emotions a little bit as we kind of get all this new direction. So that's our overview. And again, you know, I'm just going to briefly touch on Mercury retrograde because I went in depth about it the first 10 days of it for in last week's show. So you can always go back and, you know, fast forward up to your sign and listen to that. So I'm going to hit on briefly Mercury retrograde, and then I'm going to talk about this Neptune retrograde and the full moon for each sign. So for Aries, you know, take this 10 days starting Saturday to go back with Mercury retrograde and to get, you know, you might be going back to a new place. Maybe you're moving or maybe you're renovating or you're meeting up with an old roommate in some place you used to be, or you're there's something going on in the home or with a family member or the parent or a real estate deal. This is your focus and this is your time. These 10 days are very significant. This is when you will figure this out so that you can move forward after this into the next place. For the Neptune retrograde for Aries, you are starting on this 5-month period where you really are going to be getting back in touch with your own spiritual needs, your own artistic talents, and what they may mean for you. A romantic need that is welling up inside of you and really kind of figuring out what that is that you need and what you're able to heal and give back over this 5-month period. And this is also giving you this chance to go back and connect with any healing on other levels or to deal with hospitals that you may need during this time. So definitely pay attention to what's kind of swirling around in your heart and your mind, especially on Monday, you know, and those dreams and signs, so that it's giving you a good, strong direction on what you should focus most of that energy on. And then the full moon that you're building to, if you've been waiting to get that legal contract or agreement signed or a legal settlement to come through or something with your attorney to wrap up or, you know, to get out of that legal situation that you're in, this full moon is bringing that to a peak, which will peak late Thursday night or early Friday morning, depending on what coast you're on. So you'll be building to that coming through or wrapping up. And if there's been anything in media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, this is as well peaking. Anything with weddings or religion or politics as well, coming to this big high point. Anything with a trip that you're planning or that you're on or with a visitor from afar or some situation that involves distance or import-export, that is coming to this big peak by Thursday night, Friday. Anything educational that you are learning or teaching or want to get certified in, this is definitely going to bring that to some kind of climax so you can, you know, get that the news or wrap it up or make the choice. Anything that would have to do with just kind of expanding your world and the adventure in your life as well, you might be hitting some kind of big high point with. So look for that if you're trying to get some of this stuff through. Keep working on it strongly through the week. You know it'll be wrapping up or hitting that by the week's end. For Taurus, Mercury is starting this first 10 days of retrograde on Saturday in communications realm. So for Taurus, they are going to be in, you know, going back and maybe renegotiating contracts or there may be a sale coming back around or you might be going into sales again if you were in sales. Or there's an offer that comes back through that you were, or maybe you're waiting on it now and now you're going to get that chance to go back and deal with it. It could be about an idea that you have or a pitch that you want to make to somebody or a proposal that you're picking back up and moving forward, something that you're writing or a speaking role, an interview or an audition. It can be about something going on that's taking you back to the past through short trips or local activities or involving vehicles or electronics or involving your brothers, sisters, or neighbors as well. And so you're really kind of getting this 10 days to rethink things and go back and do what you can to tie all this stuff up so you're ready to move forward. Neptune shifting for Taurus is making a change of direction here when it's focusing on your spiritual, your romantic, your artistic interests, or your healing abilities, focused in on a particular friend. So you might be given a 5-month, 1-week situation where you can work this stuff out with the friend. This can focus in on a group that you're a part of or going back to, or a group that you've outgrown and you're moving out of now as this turn changes. This can be about something that involves the internet and kind of, you know, given this 5-month period to go back and develop that artistic or spiritual or romantic thing going on online or healing thing. This can involve astrology or charities or social networking. It can involve your personal freedom, and perhaps you need this 5-month period to kind of go within and find your, you know, that spiritual root or deal with an institution to feel more whole when it comes to what's going on with the freedom you're experiencing or moving into. And it can also be focused on an invention or original idea. So you guys are definitely wanting to look at ways to broaden that and work through that and develop it over these months ahead. And then the full moon is building all week, especially from Wednesday up until late Thursday night or early Friday morning, bringing something to a big climax in your sex life. So you might be really having a lot of great sex, or you might be, closing the door on some kind of sexual involvement with somebody. You can be reaching a big peak when it comes to a divorce, and it's finally you've got this thing settled now, or you decide one way or another which way that divorce is going to go, or you hear something that comes through at this time. This can be about reproductive needs or a birth hitting a high point or a mortality issue hitting a high point. And it's also in charge of all your financial realms. So the loan could come through or be paid off, the mortgage settled, the investment dealt with, the alimony or child support, you know, wrapping up or settled, the insurance policy or the taxes dealt with, the commissions or royalties, the, you know, anything that is an outside financial resource that is not your personal income. All of these financial things can be coming to a climax, and finally you're getting that check in the mail, or you're wrapping up whatever's going on financially. For Gemini, you know, Mercury retrograde is asking you guys to take this first 10 days starting on Saturday, the 7th, and go back and rethink something when it comes to the way you're making money or all your possessions and what you're doing with them or purchases that are important to you, or to, you know, release something going on there, or to, you know, rewrite it up or meet with some people. So the past is kind of coming back around and giving you a chance now to funnel things through these arenas. And you may, if you've been waiting to hear something, it could come through now. There may be people from the past that are showing up that are significant, or opportunities, or you're just dealing with, you know, maybe you're going to sell a lot of your possessions and make money from that, you know, and so you're going through the past by looking at all those possessions. That would be an example. And so Neptune shifting and retrograding on Monday the 9th is going to be a big shift of direction when it comes to your artistry, your spirituality, that private romantic situation, or the healing or hospitals. And it's going to focus around your career. So you might be going back. Maybe you had a career at a hospital. Maybe you had a career doing something in the arts or with spiritual practices or a romantic connection. And now you're getting a chance to kind of go back and figure out what you want to develop there and what you need to work process internally here, so that by the time we get into November, you're ready to move forward with it again. There may be some kind of turnaround with a boss. Maybe some boss from the past is coming back around and offering you something, or you're seeing somebody currently leaving, and it'll leave a gap where you can develop something in some new way. This could be a focus on other kinds of authority figures. So there could be a parent or a judge, somebody, you know, that's in a higher up position, and a new shift around this situation, again, with the focus on artistic, spiritual, romantic, or hospital healing situations. And then lastly, this can be really focused on a big personal goal that you have. So if it's not in the career and it's not dealing with this power person, then it really is giving you this opportunity to kind of go in and work through these things that would affect the personal goals you're setting for yourself. And so, again, like with every sign, really pay attention to the signs, the dreams, and anything that is shifting in these areas at the beginning of this week up, because it's going to give you an idea of where you can put the most energy. But definitely, if you're trying to make a career of one of these topics, this is a really important time to be connecting and developing over these months ahead. And the full moon that Gemini is building to on late Thursday night or early Friday morning is bringing a big climax with a serious relationship. So this can be in your personal or your business life. So you're really going to see something end and wrap up, or something really come through and be achieved and celebrated, one tie or the other. So it'll involve romantic partnerships or business partnerships, or what's going on with a client or all of your clients, or what's going on with a specialist, or what's going on with an attorney or agent or manager or producer, somebody who represents you or publicist, or what's going on with an opponent or a competitor. So we're seeing this all kind of hit its peak by, you know, the end of the next work week. All right, for Cancer, Mercury's retrograding in your sign for the first 10 days starting on Saturday, so you guys are definitely heading back into something that is really near and dear to you. It may be some kind of personal need that you have. It may be something that you feel like you're ready to go back and deal with that ties into who you were in the past. It may have something to do with your body. So you may be trying to release something or trying to get back to something that you were before physically. It may have to do with your image. It may have to do with your brand. It could have to do with your name, your title, or your identity in general. And so, you know, this is a very personal, profound time for the Cancers out there, and you do want to give yourself permission to think and rethink, to connect with people from the past and situations from the past, and to figure out what this means for you going forward from Saturday. The Neptune retrograde for Cancer is a shift in direction when it comes to those artistic, spiritual, romantic, or healing hospital things. But for Cancer, it means you now need to go deal with the legal side of this, you know. Maybe you need to see an attorney that can help you with the hospital insurance, or, you know, somebody that can in some way legally establish what you're doing with your film or your music or your spiritual practice or whatever that would be. It also means that this is a time to deal with your faith or your religion over this. So if you find yourself in a hospital where someone's not going to make it, and, you know, you're really practicing that faith in, you know, or they're facing something very serious, you may be dealing with that. Or if it's tying in with, you know, your spirituality and religion itself, you know, there's some kind of reconnection or change in direction there. There's something educational here that you guys can be in 1 week to really hunker down and learn something. Or you may, this 5 months may be a time where you want to take all the wisdom that you have accumulated, and maybe you're going to write your book during this period, or you're going to, you know, find a way that you can kind of pull it all together to share it with others once we get into November and it's moving forward again. This is about anything that is involving media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. And so that kind of turn of direction is getting you this time period to really develop what you need to that you want to put out in that way come November. And weddings are also ruled here, so this may be a five-month period where, you know, romantically you're getting back in touch with something so that you're figuring out what you're going to do in that area. And then, so, you know, pay attention for your clues, like everybody else, what's kind of shifting here. And then when we get to this full moon buildup for Cancer, it's going to build up through this week ahead, definitely from Wednesday morning all the way until it peaks on Thursday night or Friday morning. This is a big climax around a job, so you might be celebrating an achievement, getting some kind of recognition on the job, or you might be ending a job or ending a project you've been doing on the job. It could be a wrap-up with a coworker. It could be a wrap-up with somebody that you've hired to help you. This is also about paperwork for Cancer, so there can be some kind of big achievement as you finally get all the paperwork taken care of, or you get it off, you know, it's over and it's done with, it's off your desk. This is also about a big peak with a health matter, and so again, you can be finally ending something that's been physically, you know, an ailment that's been going on for a long time, and now it's finally wrapping up and over with. Or you can be achieving something. Maybe you get the right, you know, thing from the doctor that tells you, explains what it's all going to be about, or you, you know, you achieve that thing with your health when it comes to getting fit or eating right, and maybe you reach that goal you've set for yourself. So health is climaxing as well. And then there is a climax with pets or any involvement with animals. You could be wrapping something up here or marking an ending here or celebrating something that is animal involved. For Leo, Mercury is retrograding in the karmic field for you guys, so you are heading back for 10 days to balance karma with people, people from the past, people from past lives, situations from the past that still are hovering there that you are thinking about, that you need to deal with. This is your opportunity. You may hear from them, that you may reach out to them. This is also taking you back over hospital matters. So you might get invited to speak at the hospital or work there again, or you might need to go back, and this is your good opportunity to take care of something that's been ongoing, and now you can kind of go in there and deal with it. This is taking you back over artistic projects, so you guys can go back and reconnect with that old film idea or people that you worked on with a film or the music project or the art and the painting and the dance and sculpture and poetry. This is taking you guys back over a past clandestine or secret private romance. Or it's giving you an opportunity to make a decision to take your romantic partner and go on a getaway to some place that you guys have been to before and rekindle something. This is also about the spiritual path. So you guys might be deciding, oh, it's time I get back to my yoga or back to my meditation, or you run into somebody that used to do that with you during this 10 days and they spark this within you. So this is your focus. The Neptune retrograde for Leo is going to take that focus on artistry, spirituality, romance, and healing in hospitals, and it's going to turn the direction into the deepest part of the chart for Leo. So this next 5 months and week ahead is giving you a chance to kind of focus in on those things through a financial avenue. So you guys might be figuring out how to, you know, attract the investors to the film or the music project, or how to get that loan, that business person's loan, or to pay off some kind of debt, you know, that's involved with all this, or get the commissions or royalties set up. You may be looking at the film, or the financial aspect as it relates to anything with your spiritual practices, or the healing in hospitals, or the romantic thing that's going on. And this is also the place that takes you deeper when it comes to sexuality, attractions, reproductive needs, mortality issues, and divorce. So this five-month period is giving you a chance to go back to the past and kind of figure out, you know, how the romance fit in with it, or the spirituality fit in with it, or a healing can happen now during this period with this, or, you know, the spiritual pathway in some ways affecting it. So it's really important for you guys to give yourself this five-month period to develop what it is you need to, so that you're stronger by November moving forward with that financial track, or with that sexual intimacy or reproductive need or mortality issue or divorce, or even third party situations that may, you know, pay attention at the first of the week which one of these things is coming up strong for you. That's your focus. And the full moon that you're building to, Leo, this is, you know, you'll be building to it all week. It'll definitely be felt starting Wednesday morning, builds all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, peaks Thursday night or Friday morning, depending on what coast you're on. And this is a big climax in your love life. So you may be ending a love affair, or you may be celebrating the peak you've reached with your lover. You may be celebrating something that specifically is happening for your lover. Maybe there's something great going on with them, and this is a big high point around that. This is also big, huge high points around children. So you might be celebrating achievements there, or you might be marking an ending to something that's been going on with a child. This is also a big climactic moment with anything creative. So if you've been working on a creative project, you might have reason to celebrate if something finally comes through in this week ahead, or you're wrapping up some project you've been involved with for a while. And this is also about recreational activities, so a sport or some kind of thing you do for fun. You could be out there just enjoying that peak with that by week's end next week, or wrapping that up as well. For Virgo, you guys are going back over this Mercury retrograde by heading back for the first 10 days to reconnect with old friends, or to let current friends go, or to rethink things with friends or rehash them and, you know, figure it all out. This is also about what's going to be going on within your group affiliations. You might be going back to a past group, or exiting a current group, or bringing some past idea into the group. This is about what you're doing online, so, you know, rethinking that, reworking it, releasing it, reconnecting with people over the internet. This is about astrology, if you have an interest in that, or about charities and what you used to do in that, or you want to get back to, anything with social networking or parties or events you attended, or you're going to attend that will bring you back around the past in some way. And this is about your inventions and your original ideas as well. So, you know, anything that you can get in there and think about and pursue over these topics is a really good, important time. Neptune is retrograding on Monday the 9th. And for Virgo, this gives you a five-month, one-week period to really go in and work through development, healing hospitals, anything with artistic talent, spiritual practices, or your romantic needs when it comes to key relationships. So you may really be focusing on your romantic partner during this time and how you can develop something here over these months ahead. or you may be focusing on a business partner. Maybe there's something you want to do with a business partner in film or music or with hospitals or other institutions through research and development. This can be a focus on clients or a focus on specialists during this period. Maybe you'll enter a hospital and deal with a specialist who will really change your life during this five months. Maybe this will focus on attorneys or agents or anyone who can represent you. And here again, this person would be involved in the healing hospital side of things, other institutions, or research and development, or art, or spiritual practices, or a romantic thing that's going down. Or this could be about really taking the time to deal with how you're going to deal with the competition or an opponent as you go forward in November. So, you know, take this time to really get in there and think it and look for your signs at the beginning of this week ahead and what it is you're mostly supposed to be focusing on. And then the full moon that's building for Virgo is going to bring a big climax next week, building from Wednesday morning all the way until it climaxes sometime between Wednesday morning and late Thursday evening or early Friday, which is going to focus for Virgo on the home. You guys might be finally ending your stay in a home and or celebrating a big party happening in the home or the legal contracts finally being settled. Maybe you finally sell the home or you buy the home and that comes through and you wrap it up. Or maybe there's someone visiting who leaves or you're having that big celebration with them because they're finally there. Or there's something going on with other kinds of real estate deals or with a move or a renovation finally reaching that high point. And this is also focusing in on peaks that can happen with family or with a parent or with a roommate situation or the roommate themselves. So, again, big endings or big celebrations and achievements in these areas. For Libra, give me a second. I'm going to have a sip of my drink. I told you there's a lot. Sweet. All right. For Libra, you guys are retrograding back over career matters. You're retrograding back over big personal goals, or you're retrograding back over something going on with an authority type person, like a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody who holds the strings or is a higher up in some way. So from Saturday the 7th through the 17th, it's really important that you rethink what's going on here. If you want to go back to a past career direction or a boss from the past, or, you know, reset your goals, or there may be people from the past that were involved in something in those areas before and now you're going to run into them or have this opportunity come back around. If there's anything you've written or sold or want to sell, I mean, this is going to focus that in those areas, so it's a really important time. Neptune is retrograding on Monday the 9th. And for Libra, this is really about you guys having a turn of direction when it comes to your artistry, your spiritual approach, your romance, or that research or that healing hospital thing that is playing out with your job. So it's giving you 5 months and a week to really kind of, if maybe you need to study so that you can work at a hospital, or maybe, you know, you need to develop what's that artistic work or that spiritual work so that you're ready to launch it out there in some new direction in November, or you're going back to something you did before and really getting involved in that during this 5 months. Or maybe there's a past romance that's kicking back in with a coworker or somebody that, you know, that you're working with in the environment. This is also aimed at health for Libra, so you guys might see a turn with the direction of what's going on with your health in this week ahead. And again, could be, you know, maybe you get back into yoga or meditation, and that is going to help you with the health thing over this 5 months, or you go back to the hospital, or you rest and you pull yourself out of some of the frantic mode a little bit. So getting focusing on health is definitely important during this period. And then also there could be focus on paperwork. There could be focus on animals. So, you know, if there's something that you need to go back to deal with that in those areas, then this time will give you that chance to go back and deal with that. And then the full moon that's building for Libra is bringing a big climax by late Thursday, early Friday of next week on the 12th, 13th of June. And this is coming through the communications realm. So you might be wrapping up some writing project you've done, or you get it published, or you get it sold, or you get the review, or whatever that is for your idea that you have on paper. Or you might make the big sale and it finally comes through, or you wrap up a big sales training thing you've been going through. Or there could be something with an interview or an audition and finally hearing back and getting that, or finally getting to go and have that interview or audition. Or you might be pitching a big idea and have some kind of big reception with that. There could be a proposal for some of you Librans out there. That is the big celebration by the end of next week. This can also be bringing some kind of really big ending or climactic celebration achievement involving a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, or electronics. So, you know, there may be something coming to a head there. There may also be something involving short trips that you're finally wrapping up, or you're finally getting to jet off on that trip to that, you know, next town or next state and celebrating there. Or there's something that you've been working on locally that's reaching a high point. So quite a bit there for Libra. You will definitely feel it starting to build by Wednesday morning. So expect it to be wrapping up and coming through for you guys next week. And for Scorpio, you know, Mercury is retrograding starting Saturday for the first 10 days through the 17th, asking you guys to go back and wrap up or release or reconnect with or rethink or renegotiate any of those legal things that are still hanging out there from the past, coming back around, or anything that you had in the past that was media-related, marketing plans or ideas, broadcasting ideas, publishing deals, publicity, so you get a chance to kind of go back and talk to some people from the past. They might come back through for you, or you might reach out to them, or an opportunity that was in those areas may come back around. This is also about anything educational. So for Scorpio, you guys might be going back and picking up an old class or teaching someone that you used to teach or teaching something that you used to teach. This is also about travel plans. So you might be dealing very heavily for those 10 days with somebody at a distance or over a trip or with an airline or with somebody coming to visit you. And again, Mercury retrograding, saying it's going to be a lot of toxin information that will play out in your home or over property or over moves or renovations or family. And this is also about weddings. It could be possibly revisiting wedding photos or wedding albums or a place that you got married, or the idea of having a wedding, or you get invited to a wedding from somebody from the past, and that leads you into something the retrograde is going to be about for you. So, you know, and more details on that if you listen to last week's show. When we look at this week ahead, Neptune is about to retrograde on Monday the 9th, and for this next 5 months and 1 week, you guys are going to see a turn in direction when it comes to true love. So you guys might be heading back to a past lover, or you guys might be hearing from them coming back around, or you might be taking this 5 months to really kind of integrate and heal and take the time out to figure out, you know, what you're letting go of and what you're ready for and what you want, so that come November, as this goes forward, you're ready for this next chapter in your love life. This is also about your creative projects. So going back into the past and picking up those creative projects that relate to film or to music or to painting or dance or sculpture, or creative projects that in some way involve a clandestine romance or a spiritual practice or healing in hospitals. You know, if there's any tie-in with those, this period is a really important time to kind of, you know, figure out what you want to do with this, how you can develop this so that you're ready to take it out the next level. This is also retrograding with children, so you might be going into a five-month period and a week where you're getting kind of a different direction here with what you're doing with kids. Maybe you want to develop a film for kids, or you want to do a music project for kids, or your kids want to take some time to, you know, develop something like this, and you're going to be helping them. Or maybe there's an opportunity to take your child to the hospital or get some healing for them. Or, you know, research things that can help them. So you definitely look for clues as this week starts to kick in. Listen to your dreams and look at the signs and see, you know, what it is here that you are really going to be diving back into. And then this full moon that's bringing the big peak for Scorpio in this week ahead, you'll be feeling the buildup. It'll get really start to get intense Wednesday morning, building all day Wednesday, building all day Thursday, peaking by Thursday night or early Friday morning. For Scorpio, this will be the big climax when it comes to your possessions. You know, they're finally out of the storage unit, or you finally got them all in your home, or you've, you know, scattered them out where you want them. Or this is a big climax when it comes to your personal income. So you finally get that check, or you land that job, or you wrap up something that you've been doing to make money and you're done with that and moving on. Or this has a big climax around a big purchase that you're making, finally getting to make that purchase. Or it could be something that's really tied in with reaching a climactic high point or ending that affects the way you feel valued in your life. And so, you know, this is a big deal for you guys when it comes to these areas. All right, for Sagittarius, Mercury retrograde starting on the 7th. For these first 10 days, your opportunity to go back, reconnect with past sexual attractions, reconnect with past divorce issues, reconnect with past big financial things like the inheritance or bankruptcy or alimony or child support or insurance or taxes or loans or mortgages or investments or partners' money or commissions or royalties. So, you know, you have 10 days to really kind of figure out how the thing, you know, your home environment or your family or where you're moving or renovating. So look at that financial stuff. You can rehash and rethink. Look at what's going on intimately or with the divorce or the third party situation and give it your attention as you will. Neptune is retrograding on Monday the 9th, and this starts a 5-month, 1-week period where everything is going to kind of shift a little bit in the home or with the real estate or with the move or renovation or with the family or roommate or parent. And so, again, is this a time period where you can go in and really start to develop some kind of artistic project here? Is this a time period where there's a romance that needs to blossom or you need to heal from a romance here? Is this a time where there's some spiritual practices that can be tied into this or a healing hospital situation here? So, you know, again, look for these clues. You'll have a long period where you can really go in and get this stuff taken care of so that you're ready to come out strong in November. And then the full moon that's building all week is in Sagittarian signs. So, you know, you're going to feel the buildup emotionally. You're really finally achieving something or reaching something that really has to do with your needs or who you are. Or you're finally ending something, you know, that was going on in the body or going on with your name or identity or title or image or, you know, personal needs. So a big achievement, celebration, or wrap-up for Sagittarians very personally, physically, and focused on what they need. And so definitely starting Wednesday morning, you can expect this to be feeling exciting or intense and building all day Wednesday and Thursday until it peaks Thursday evening or Friday morning. For Capricorn, this Mercury retrograde starting Saturday the 7th through the next 10 days is going to be taking you back, giving you connection back with old romantic partners or business partners, back to old clients, to old specialists, to old attorneys or agents or people that represent you, to an old competitor or an opponent, any key relationship. And again, Mercury is retrograding over real estate and home and family, so there may be something or renovations or moves or parents or, you know, roommates. So there may be something in the mix there, but these key people that you can go back to and rethink things or rework things out or release them, this is your time to do so. And you may see a change, you know, with someone who's currently involved here. Neptune retrograding for Capricorn is giving you a huge period for the next 5 months and a week, starting on Monday the 9th, to really go back and reset the way you're thinking or speaking or making decisions, and it's trying to get you to align or develop something along those lines that is artistic or spiritual or romantic or healing or focused on hospitals or the research you're doing. So this period gives you a chance to, you know, maybe communicate something during this period or to rethink it or to really write. Maybe you're going to, you know, write your whole film or your whole music project or your whole, you know, criteria for healing and yoga and hospitals, and or you're going to get in there and really have some time to pull away and develop a romance during this period. So, you know, it's definitely an important time for communications and thinking and listening to the signs along the road, to paying attention to your dreams. There also may be for Capricorn kind of a turn in direction involving a brother, sister, or neighbor. So there may be something with them that's, you know, going back to healer with hospitals or with karmic balance or spirituality or romance or artistry that's happening with that person that you're kind of revisiting. And you may go back to deal with something in the past involved with vehicles or electronics as well. And with sales, maybe you're going to revisit some kind of approach with your sales. All right. And then the full moon that you're building to, Capricorn, is in that karmic research, artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital part of the chart. So these things are building and building in this week ahead. You're going to reach a big climactic achievement or celebration in one of these areas, or you're going to end something. So expect that clandestine romance to hit its peak or the romantic getaway to come through or wrap up for the hospital stay to, you know, be whatever you were trying to achieve there or wrap up there or whatever you're doing in dealing with hospitals or other institutions. Anything going on with the artistic project or the spiritual practice, anything with rest or recuperation as well. So you're hitting that peak by next week. For Aquarius, you guys are Mercury retrograding back over a past job, coworker, person you hired, or the paperwork, or you're getting a retrograde back over past health issues or opportunities or interests, or past topics involving animals. And so you may go back and rethink something here. You might be meeting with people from the past or opportunities from the past. You might be renegotiating terms here. You might be releasing something so that you're ready to move forward in a different way. So really give yourself these 10 days, you know, to get the work, connect with the work, connect with the coworkers, connect with the paperwork, connect with the people you hire, your health needs, and the animals. Neptune retrograding on Monday the 9th is giving you a 5-month, 1-week window to go back and develop something that will make you money. So you, or to get it back into that artistic project to make money, or that spiritual practice that you're making money at, or that romantic liaison and how you guys were dealing with income, or it could be also a focus on possessions or purchases that tie in with these fields, or making money through institutions. And so you guys definitely want to give this an opportunity to kind of go back and develop this thing so that you're ready to come out with this big money-making project come the fall, late, you know, halfway through November, or to come out with the new thing you're doing with the objects, possessions, gifts, purchases during that time. And the full moon that you're building to, Aquarius, it'll be building next week. It'll really kick in Wednesday morning, build all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, until it peaks Thursday night or Friday morning, is going to be about something coming through and celebrated or ending with a friend or with a group that you're involved in, or with something going on the internet, or something going on with astrology or a charity or a social networking event or a party or a regular event, or something involving an invention or original idea, or something really peaking and ending or wrapping up involving your personal freedom, or coming through, and whatever the way that goes. And then overall, too, for Aquarius, this is the part where your aspirations come into place. You might really be reaching a high point and achieving an aspiration by the end of next week as something comes through for you. Or you might decide that you're done with this aspiration. It's run its course, and you're kind of wrapping that up and saying goodbye to it and moving on. For Pisces, Mercury is retrograding from Saturday the 7th through the 17th, these first 10 days, asking that you go back and have those talks over past issues with your children, or about having children, or about being involved in children's projects. You might run into somebody from the past that has, or issues for the from the past that all rotate around your children or the idea of children. Or there might be some wonderful project that you used to be, that you wanted to do for kids, and now you get a chance to pick that back up. So it's really important to make those communications and choices and rethink and release and reconnect over kids over this 10 days. It's also really important to focus on your lover or your love life. So going back, you may be running into a past lover, or you may be releasing a current lover, or you and your lover might be going back and focusing on this idea of children or rekindling the love itself, you know. So love is a big theme. This is also about creative projects for Pisces, so going back and picking up that creative hobby or that project and going, you know, rethinking it, rewriting it, reinventing it in some way, or letting go of some kind of creative thing you're involved with now. So really important in these fields to keep communications open and to see where this takes you. Neptune retrograding on Monday the 9th is a turn in direction that is going to be felt on a very kind of internal, physical, or personal level for Pisces. So in this 5-month, 1-week period, you guys are getting a chance to kind of go within, to reconnect with your artistic talents, to reconnect with your spiritual path, to reconnect with your romantic needs. You might be working through this 5-month, 1-week period with a hospital or other kind of institution where healing is a big theme. You might be deciding to research something that can really have a profound effect on what you need or your name or title or brand or image or physical well-being going forward, and doing any kind of personal healing as well during this period. So a really important 5-month incubation stage. It's a stage where you can go back to the past and reconnect with these things on a personal or physical level, reform your identity in some way so you're ready to come out strong. And you're going to build towards this full moon in this week ahead, and definitely kicking in early Wednesday morning, building all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, peaking by sometime between Wednesday morning and Thursday night or early Friday morning. And for Pisces, this is a big climax on the career front. So you might be ending a career, or you might be celebrating something that's happened on the career front, maybe getting a promotion or launching of the business or some big great review of your business. It may be about fame or recognition, so there might be something really big happening for you by the end of next week. It can be about some kind of big climactic thing that has to do with a personal goal, like, you know, getting married or retiring or buying your first house or a big trip, you know, that you've always wanted to take, and something's finally wrapping up or coming through with that. And this is also the area where it can be bringing a very big climactic moment with some kind of authority type in your life, so with a parent or with a boss or with a judge. And so this key higher up person is finally helping you draw a line and wrap something up, or they're really helping you achieve what you've set as your goal there, and you can get that to come through. Or you may be doing something really big for them. Maybe you have something in mind for a parent that you want to do, and you can see this come through by next week. At the end of the week. So that's it, guys. We got through it in an hour and 17 minutes. That's pretty good. There was a lot to talk about. I hope that in this crazy emotional buildup and shifting of directions with Mercury and Neptune weeks that we have ahead, that everybody gets kind of landed in the most wonderful place that they can be. And keep up with your daily with me on Facebook at Zoe Moon Astrology. Go over there and like the page so that you can keep up daily and interact with me there. And that's it. I hope it's a great one. I will talk to you guys next week at the same time. Zoe Moon signing out. Have a good one.